Welcome to the Strange Brew Podcast. I got Justin Taze. What up?
Justin Taze.
Yeah, motherfucker.
Stall.
Yeah, a little bit of a stall. We just got to have a conversation about a movie that I really need to show Justin the Crow.
I've heard of it. I definitely have seen a part of it.
Yeah. Oh, it's so good. But what we're going to kind of say on this is like, you know, it's the end of Halloween, and for Canada, you know, Canada, it means that it's fucking winter.
Your igloos out,
yeah,
guys.
Get your stereotypical igloos out, and let's fucking build a fort, because, like, we just had the big snowfall. Me and Justin just went out for a little cigarette. I said before, I don't smoke often, but I will once in a while. But that we went outside, and the fucking... What, like 3 inches off my...
It might be more.
Yeah, it might be even more of snow that has fallen within the last 6 hours.
Yeah.
7 hours.
We went from nothing to everything.
And you know what also I heard, too, is on Saturday, the weekend coming up, where this won't be released on the same week, but that Saturday is supposed to be +6.
So it'll all be gone.
Yeah, instantly.
Oh, sick.
Canada has the most fucked up weather. I'm not fucking lying about that. That is fucking crazy that we can have maybe like 3-4 inches or even more of snowfall. And then fucking it's going to be warm and all
melt.
It's
going to be summer again.
And then snow. It's going to be slushy.
Yeah,
it's not
whatever.
Summer. It's going to be
whatever.
Slushy. Shit, fucker.
We get the shit end of Mother Nature's period.
That's technically true. I do like that. That is very true. Because that is true. Our weather, like, honestly, like, I've like talked to people from Scotland. A lot of people where we live in the weird, small, fucking crime-ridden city of fucking Brantford in Ontario, Canada, is that, like, we get a lot of weird people. When I used to work in bars and restaurants and stuff, right? I talked to a lot of people that were from Scotland and that were British, German.
Just coming into
the bar.
Because
it's a Piston Broke. That's what the bar was called. The bar took its name from an Irish or Scottish bar in Ireland or Scotland.
That makes a lot of fucking sense.
And there was always a joke, right? Like, you know, a dude pulls up and there's these guys down and their car's down, right?
Yeah.
And the guy pulls up and he's like, what are you doing? He's like, oh, Piston Broke. And then the guy's like, same, I'm Piston Broke. Like, he drank too much and he's broke and he's like, hop in.
Okay.
Somebody thought of this joke about this restaurant in Canada, but it was based in a Scottish one.
Yeah.
But I don't know why, but we get like a lot of like Scottish and Irish people and stuff like that, and
I've never fucking noticed.
It's you would have to go to the bar, especially a bar like that. It's changed now.
Yeah, the Piston Broke's very different now.
Regrettably, I'm not even going to mention the name of it just because I work there. But I would always talk to dudes and stuff, and it's kind of interesting. Like they're like how much culture and stuff they've brought over and everything.
Yeah. Yeah. Exactly. It's kind of fucking cool, though.
Yeah, it is cool, and I fucking totally forgot my point.
It's sad that they changed it, though.
No.
It's a whole nother place.
That's what happens
in
The Strange Brew. There was a point to this entire fucking goddamn story, and I forget, because we've been drinking Wiser Whiskey.
Holy.
And blazing weed.
Down quick.
I told you. We're almost done it. But there was a point to this entire thing. But what the point is we're talking about Ouija boards.
Uh-oh.
I have a massive experience in this, that's for sure.
I don't really believe in it too much.
I could change your mind tonight.
When you're fucking moving it around
by
yourself?
No, I played it by myself, and I felt the
experience.
You're
not supposed to do that.
I know, my Jamaican aunt told me that. So, let's get in the history. February 1981, the first advertisements started appearing in papers. Ouija, the wonderful talking board. The market's first talking board. They asked what they should call it, okay? They asked what their board, what they should call it, and it responded Ouija. So, essentially, Ouija board, which I'll get in the description what it is, but you put your hands on a board and it moves, okay? They asked what it meant, and it spelled good luck. So, Ouija is essentially supposed to mean good luck.
Whoa.
Good luck talking to the spirits because you might get condemned.
Good luck with this one, guys.
It started being sold in Pittsburgh, which is interesting actually, as a toy novelty shop, described as a magical device that answered questions about the past, present, and future with amazing accuracy. Weird, eh?
Uh-huh.
Because I've already, I know about all this. This is why it's interesting for you. Another advertisement in the New York newspaper declared it as interesting and mysterious. Or strange brew, yeah. Bitch. Parker Brothers marketed this product. Okay, Parker Brothers. That's a famous toy company. I'm legitimately saying the Parker Brothers, okay? Now is owned by Hasbro. Legit.
The fucking Ouija makers are Hasbro?
Yep, and you can go to Hasbro stores right now, and you can buy a Ouija board at a, probably like fucking $9, $8, $10. Yeah,
is it going to be as...
No, it's not. It's not as legit because I think they're made out of plastic and shit. Like,
you can draw a Ouija board on
to,
your floor,
to
though.
Even mention this, I will say I have 3 Ouija boards. I will get into my story soon. I have 3 Ouija boards I've collected over my life. Let me just say this. When I got into Ouija boards, I was about maybe 12, 13. I had a friend I met through the St. Leonard Society in Canada, which is like a group for kids with like certain problems. I had to go to anger management, right?
Yeah.
At St. Leonard Society, it's like a kind of, it's a thing to help parents and kids connect and to help troubled backgrounds and poor families. And
it is, a family helping group.
Yeah, essentially, it's well-known all over all Ontario, and I had to go there for my anger. I ended up dropping on this anger cast because I thought it was bullshit.
Yeah.
I was 12, 13, I met this dude that was 16, 17, very into, like, punk. Like, when I was punk, I wore makeup, wasn't a metal band. I'm rapping now, but I used to be in a screamo metal band when I was, like, 13.
Used to be very fucking different, right?
Yeah, well, I was also writing rhymes at the same time.
Yeah, but it just wasn't... Music.
I still listen to, I'm not gonna lie, I still listen to Atreyu, I still listen to Silverstein, I still listen to like Sex Pistols and the Ramones,
yeah,
I still listen to old
just,
school shit,
yeah.
But I still love hip hop. The new, not fucking Drake,
no, like
Jedi Mind Tricks, and I'm not
the
gonna
good
go on
stuff.
Jedi Mind Tricks, fucking Necro, Ill Bill, I'm bigging them out, like listen to this fucking shit, not like I don't listen to anything on the media, but at this time, all this stuff is going on in my head, so I meet this kid. He teaches me how to create a Ouija board from a piece of paper and a shot glass. Okay? So he's like, write out the numbers 1 to 9 on a piece of paper. So sometimes we would tape 2 pieces of papers together. I did this in my cousin's attic, actually. And we did this, and we like did it in his attic and taped to the paper. And all you need is you do yes or no at the top of the paper, and you do 1 through 9 afterwards. I taught my stepbrother to do this, and he started doing it with friends. They even own a Ouija board. They started doing it on their own.
Yeah.
I'm sorry if I can hear my pasties on the mic. You probably won't hear it on the podcast, but I can fucking hear it.
All I can hear is addict.
Yeah. So,
when you say addict.
So he taught me, and then you write out the alphabet, A through Z, and then you write goodbye. Okay?
Yeah.
Yes, no, numbers, letters, goodbye. And then, so we started doing shot glass, put your fingers on it.
You just
a
draw
lot
it
of
up.
People, yeah, a lot of people I met and I taught this to, like that. Me and my friends got obsessed with it. We literally played Ouija board all the time. It was fucked. In grade 7 or 8 or even 6, I think it was 7 or 8. We would come home at lunch, and we would play the Ouija board.
What the
on
fuck?
On break, yeah, it was really weird. And we
you
used
guys
to,
got possessed.
We
by
got
the
obsessed,
Ouija
which my
or
my
obsessed.
We,
yeah,
what happened? My aunt, my Jamaican aunt, told me that. She did it when she was 11 in Jamaica, and she got obsessed. And this supposedly a cowboy, some guy that was from like cowboy heirs, 18th century, shooting off pistols, talked to her. She wouldn't eat or sleep for days. She wouldn't talk to me. And this is when I was on house arrest and shit. And I went down, like in Canada, you can kind of like you have freedom. I was a kid, I was like 15 on house arrest. So I went down to Oshawa, which is
horrible.
Near Toronto. And my we were out for dessert. And I was talking to my aunt about doing Ouija boards. I was like 16, 17. And she was telling me never to play with it by myself. I play with it by myself.
A lot of times.
So I'll get into more of my stories after because I have a shitload. So let's go through what Ouija board's history is. I just want to mention why we're doing this and why it's so interesting to me and stuff. I have a lot of experience in Ouija boards, okay? The Ouija board came straight out of the American 19th century obsessed with spiritualism. The obsession with spiritualism, like...
Yeah, everybody was realizing every different... religion, yeah, that, possibility.
Or, yeah, and like that, and coming over here, listen to this, and the belief they were communicating with the dead. Spirits are wandering Earth, but this is actually all this stuff. Like these are for through certain sources. All information we get are through certain sources of people through websites, books I read, everything. But this I looked up and I researched and I wrote some of my own shit in because I believe in a lot of this.
Your
shit.
Own thoughts yeah. on it, right?
So like. The spiritualism, so the spirits that wander Earth, maybe that this is what they thought was between heaven and hell, or living spirits that may moved on to the next life. That's what they thought they were communicating. So when they're, a lot of people were dying, which we'll get to.
Purgatory state or something?
Purgatory. So even this is very interesting too. Like spirits, the spiritualism existed in Europe for a long time. Really? A long time beforehand. You know, this is like, they're just like moving.
Just spiritualism in general.
Yeah, and like doing certain occult practices, like Aleister Crowley, you know, butt fucking that guy in the desert or power-botting him, you know. That's what carried, he was from Britain, and he carried that on through a lot of what we believe in now, especially like certain fucked up people.
Maybe they were just fucking testing it out, you know, see if it works.
So this is interesting. Actually, you never heard of this, I know you haven't. Like, in Europe, all these things existed beforehand. So, before it hit hard here in America in 1848, was an example was the Fox Sisters, okay? I know you never heard of the Fox Sisters. They were spiritualists that would, like, do, like, before there was ever mediums and stuff, okay? So, they would, you know, they would receive messages from the dead and spirits. Yeah. And the thing is, this is before Ouija boards.
Were they like Wiccan or witches?
No, they would respond. They would respond to things. So before Ouija boards, they would ask for a question, and they would spirits respond. That would be with like a knock. So they would have to respond to a knock. Like, are you there?
Oh,
two knocks for yes, one knock for no.
The pendulum kind of or something. I think it's a pendulum. You hold it's got a crystal on it. Yeah, it's got a string. And you make sure it stands still, and you ask it, what is yes? And it'll do a circle, or it'll go back and forth, and what is no, and it'll do the opposite.
I'm glad you know that, because the pendulum...
My aunt and my mom, man. Yeah, I know. That's the kind of shit.
Yeah, black magic. The pendulum's interesting. I would actually love to have a pendulum dial with a crystal on it, because you have to have a certain crystal to go towards certain aspects. Well, Justin, you can hit that right. We're just blazing bowls up, obviously.
I could have waited.
No, let's do it right now. So like hit the bowl, yeah, fuck yeah. It's funny, so they would ask questions, the thing is like that, and it would knock to a certain answer. I've heard that the Fox Sisters hit a bowl, smoke it up, you can pop it through.
I did.
Oh, you did? Okay, good.
Took a while.
Oh, yeah, I know. I thought you popped it out. We're talking about smoking weed, if you don't know. But you don't need to know all the time.
It's fucking legal. Shut up, guys. Yeah.
I was, it's one side point. I was off with my dad seeing the Rock Horror Picture Show live play, which was amazing. I can't even describe how funny this is. I haven't even told you about this. Just wait. Oh, when we have a smoke, I need, just to remind me to tell you about this offshoot, because people were shouting out shit in the audience, because it was based on, it's too good. But before, after I told my dad before the fucking play, like, I'm blazing up and shit, and me and him just sat in a parking lot, and he was like, people were just walking by, and my dad's kind of like, he doesn't like, he's never really done it too much ever, and he just like, but he knows me really well.
Did he smoke or
no, never. He's barely ever.
He's straight up.
Yeah, he's straight up. He likes his wine. That's it. Okay. My dad's very straight edge. Yeah, but he's my comedy and my joking around ability is from him. My dad's a very sarcastic, funny fucking dude.
My dad's dick. That's why I'm an asshole.
My mom's a bitch. That's why I'm an asshole. But I was just blazing out in public. So to get the fucking Fox Sisters, I think they were like just playing games. Like it was the whole knocking, blah blah blah. The spiritualism, like, and people in this time, okay, think about this, were often dying. Often, women died in birth. Yeah, children would die from disease.
They don't got her.
So people clung to the belief of talking to those who passed on.
Oh, right? like this is someone I love. I don't want to lose them. I need another way to fucking keep in touch. Maybe exactly. it's not like going crazy.
Well, no, that's why Ouija board got condemned and stuff through certain things, because like the Ouija board back then in the 18th century, 19th century, they just kind of wanted connected to their loved ones that died of war and poverty and disease. And this is actually interesting. That's cool. So people clung to the belief of people dying, you know, passed loved ones, especially to get closure. I wrote that because it would be them getting closure of their babies dying young, their children dying young, their husband dying young.
Their husband dying without, like, dealing even with an issue. Even if this is not
real, but there is so many different dimensions corresponding with Earth at the same time, this can be very fucking feasible, and small, puny fucking peanut brains is easily understandable.
If you believe anything hard enough, it happens.
If our universe is nothing like everyone ever imagined, and this is what this podcast is about. I just listened to a podcast in that it was interviewing David Icke, jealous of these podcasters because they interviewed David Icke, and it was amazing. But this is interesting, but the belief of all that, even Lincoln's fucking wife, even Mary Todd Lincoln, Abe Lincoln's wife, conducted seances in the White House after their 11-year-old son died in a fever in 1892. People were desperate to talk to their dead loved ones.
Did you say in the Lincoln House?
Yeah, in the White House. In
the Lincoln House? I thought you said Lincoln and then House.
The
White House.
The White House.
Abraham fucking Lincoln.
Yeah, and they did seances. I've heard about this. Yeah, his kid died at 11.
Well, the government's very occultic. Can I tell you something about Abraham
Lincoln? I am so sorry for those people who... He was gay. There's
whoa.
Yeah, there's big things to say that he very likely liked the company of men more than his own wife. Yeah, there's very, very big things, and you can look it up that
he was very different from anyone else we ever had. He was understanding.
He didn't want the slaves to be in slavery. But maybe he had a black lover. Who knows?
But the whole softer concept kind of like of a man normally leads to shit like that, right? Instead of being that hardcore back then, it would have been be hardcore and be fucking racist.
Yeah, I
agree. Now it's be hardcore and be fucking gangster or whatever.
Yeah,
you know?
Or no, or just like
swag fag.
Yeah.
That's Justin, what's happening.
Can't get me on this topic. Do not get me on this topic. You know, our fucking land is run by a bunch of ignorant fucks. As weird as it sounds, people nowadays obsessed with technology. I wrote this shit, you can tell. Obsessed technology is true because we're obsessed with it. It would be weird for people to understand it was so common to communicate with the dead. Okay?
Yeah.
In the 19th century, as spiritualism grew in America, so did things like the Ouija board or other occult practices. So, like, what I mean is, like, certain, like, rituals and, like, things would happen. People, like, when the spiritual movement was going on, people really didn't want to obey the same religious rules that...
They wanted to fucking, like, it was seen more as a bad thing to look at your past people. I'm just doing a
shot of whiskey.
All right.
A little tiny one. Because I don't want to finish off this right yet. Cause we got time. There's a lot of things I could get into. Like I'm gonna get into more of what I experienced with Ouija boards, but I'm wanting to get in like what it was really about. Like even like more reports in the 1920s, crime solvers, like in a sense detectives, were using Ouija boards to give clues to certain unsolved crimes or murders.
No fucking way.
Yeah.
I understand them using psychics. That's happened too, hasn't it?
Yep.
But like fucking looking at a game board and saying,
"Oh yeah,
what do I do here?"
my girlfriend's mom goes to a psychic that is legit. I'm not fucking joking.
But she expensive.
Yeah, it's decently expensive, but she knows shit. Yeah, you can't even imagine. Like her mom has my girlfriend's mother has a book written out of. Certain psychic things that like the psychic predicted about what was gonna happen with her daughters and everything, and that before when they were very young, like very young, I'm not even joking, like a child, I think my girlfriend was even born, or she was just born, and they predicted that my girlfriend would be the more rebellious one. And that's why she is with me. Yeah. Her family, in her sense, that. I'm out of her whole family slew of like son-in-laws and all that stuff. I'm the most rebellious, craziest, like Oh, you know what I mean? Okay. So she was the rebellious one, and this person predicted, but this psychic is in London, Ontario, and she's actually helped the London, Ontario police with solving crimes.
That would have been so cool to see. Yeah. Just like, and it works. Yeah. Like, they work.
Yeah, like, it's legitimately, like, she regressed my girlfriend's mother into a state where she went to a meditative state where she shot out of her body, which I've heard numerous times. We will get into a podcast about this stuff. And she shot out. So astral essentially projection. When you go into regress your past lives, you will essentially, your soul will shoot out of your body and you will look around the universe and stuff, and then you will be shot down instantly. It'll feel like it's like seconds, and then she got shot back into her body, and she saw her life as actually she's a white woman, obviously, and like she's a white woman, and she saw herself as a black woman in a plantation with her daughter as her sister, not my girlfriend, her older daughter as her sister, and she even saw things like her. One of her like kind of ex-husbands was a dog in a past life, and there's one past life where ex-husband had that, or like she was someone she was with essentially, and
that's fucking
sick. And he, in one life she saw, he was dead and didn't know he was dead.
What?
Yeah, I just burped. I didn't want to burp. Yeah, and he was walking around like he was alive. That's why I've learned so much shit through every experience I've had. I've learned a lot of shit about what I read.
That's really fucking cool kind of shit.
You have no idea the psychic shit we can get into. And I think me and you should do the paranormal activity. No one called right. that, but paranormal Ghosts. Episode. Because I had that paranormal handbook. Remember you saw that shit?
I don't know if I remember.
Oh, just wait. We may be drinking. Okay. Probably. So, let's end, like, we're not ending shit, but I just want to end the history on it. But, like, with the age of technology, people wouldn't really have, I don't know, like understood what it was like to want to communicate with the dead. Yeah. You have books and you have fucking tending your horses and fucking doing your farm, shelling your shops. Like
you literally have
you no cling pastime. To that like spirituality. And if you didn't want to fucking be a religious fucking like pray to a false god that is based on bullshit. And I will always say that because more wars are caused out of religion, out of anything else. And me and Justin were just talking about this before the podcast, but it's a small point. It's just ridiculous. So people want to reach out and fucking learn about different things and want to realize what they really fucking were. And like, so they start practicing weird occult rituals, doing certain things. And so even detectives would use this to solve crimes. And a story in 1921, a woman in a mental hospital said a Ouija board told her to leave her mother's dead body in the living room for 15 days before burying it in the backyard.
Who told her that?
The Ouija board.
Why? She asked the Ouija board.
Before something happens, and we'll talk about this next, the Ouija board was considered something kind of mischievous and something crazy, but nothing too harmful. Yeah. But the Ouija board, she was playing all the time. It told her, so in the 1921, it's a weird time. This is just after World War II, or World War I. World War II is just about to happen within 10 years. In the middle of it, in a sense, and it was just about, like, it's in the middle, it's the roaring 1920s, where everyone, after World War I, was all getting wasted, and dancing, going to, because the prohibition was on, you have to go to speakeasies and fucking drink and shit, like, fucking so fun. Honestly, I don't want to go back to World War I or World War II. I want to go back to that 10, 20 years in between, where the roaring 20s were like, nah, 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 and you fucking just, like, drink your ass off and dance to music, and the war's over.
I want to be able to go out there and make a fucking name for myself.
It's already happened.
All right, but whatever. I want to be able to
go out and make a name for myself. No, do not say that. That's sad. Go join the army and go be part of the slavery process.
It's not the same.
You don't know.
It's not the same.
I have lots of lessons to teach Justin, obviously. But get back to the Ouija board. The Ouija board was never used as a tool to summon Satan or really anything negative until 1973, the year that The Exorcist was played in theaters. And all of a sudden, people went in hysteria, scared shitless of anything to do with the occult. Fuck my pussy! Fuck over my the pussy!
Exorcist?
Yeah, because she stuck a fucking cross up her fucking vagina.
Yeah, she's fucked, but.
And that's why it scared all religious groups. Everyone got tripped the fuck out.
Oh, They're like, there's people like that out there. Yeah.
She shoves her own mother's head into her vagina and says, lick my pussy, lick my pussy. Have you never seen that film?
I've seen it. It's I know scary. What you're talking she walks about. Back.
This that was it was a cultural phenomenon because a movie like this never existed till that point.
Yeah, but
nowadays it's different.
Isn't that what a Christian would expect of a fucking exorcist?
No, but the thing is, this is the 1970s. This is barely when movies are like huge. People don't watch movies on their television, man. They watch it on a TV screen. Everyone has that thing of going to the theaters. People were getting into horror films. Yeah, like you had The Night of the Living Dead, which is an amazing movie. And I have George A. Romero's fucking signature on a fucking poster of Creepshow that I'm going to fucking put on my back. Yeah. He created all this shit. And that started off this whole ramping of this. So literally after The Exorcist was played, almost overnight, the Ouija board became a tool of devil. Dr. Satan, I could fucking, like, literally...
Oh, so, like, you can't go on it and use it for anything good. You're gonna go talk to some fucking demons.
Yeah, you're gonna... For reasons, many horror writers and movies began incorporating the Ouija board as a scary board used to summon demons. And you could guess... I wrecked you with this. You can guess who damned the Ouija board as a bad thing. Religious groups... started claiming it was used to communicate with the devil and would protest the selling of the board, and you would be labeled as a devil worshiper if you fucking used it.
If you want to talk to the dead.
Yeah. I've used a Ouija board so many times in my life, it is fucking crazy.
I've used it when I was younger a lot, and I don't know, I don't believe half of it.
You never experienced what I have, that's why.
Never experienced anything crazy, I started you, like, okay, get this. From that.
You want to hear an experience I had with the Ouija board even that was like fucked before I even like had one? I learned about using it kind of like through, like, actually I don't even know if this might be beforehand. My buddy, one of my best friends growing up, brother, was extremely punk.
Yeah.
I came in this kid's house at 12, 13. His brother's sitting in the living room smoking a joint, shaving his head with a razor blade, and listening to hardcore punk music. I'm gonna fucking burn the shot. Like, just like nuts. Like, it's just like, and we're sitting there like Gwar and shit. He's listening to Gwar and all this crazy stuff. Well, and like,
I used to like Gwar.
Yeah. And shaving his head, and he's smoking a joint, and he, in his room... And this is like, this dude's living with his younger brother and his dad's stepmother and all this stuff. And like his younger brother, my friend, we always used to go in his room, and he had posters plastered all over the wall of old punk bands, like Dead Kennedys, Ramones, Sex Pistols, The Casualties. Dead
Kennedys?
Yeah.
That's a band?
Oh my God. People are going to smack you if they have any knowledge of the Dead Kennedys. Sorry, guys. Holiday in Cambodia.
I know that.
Fucking Dead Kennedys are amazing, man. So in all these posters, that he had a bad religion flag that was pinned to his walls, and my buddy wore this around his neck. It's a flag that has the crucifixion, the cross on it, with an X through it, like not allowed. It says bad religion. He wore this through my girlfriend's grade 8 Christmas pageant thing. And when he told our principal to go suck out a Bible because we were supposed to go there and show up and watch it.
Oh.
And it turned out bad. Me. So he has all these things on his wall, all these posters, and there's a Ouija board nailed to the wall. I'm not joking.
What?
And I was like 13. His brother's like 19.
How
20.
Old is he?
My best friend was the same age as me. He was younger than me, actually. So we ended up taking it off the wall, using it. We tried to call Sid Vicious from the Sex Pistols, a guy that did a shitload of heroin. Before there was Kurt Cobain and there was Courtney Love, there was Sid and Nancy. And we tried calling Sid and the light bulb blew out. Like, legitimately popped.
What the
Dead fuck? Serious, yeah. And we were all ran out of the room. But I gotta say one thing about this. The one day we're in my... like fucking buddy's room with his stepbrother, and it's his birthday, and we tell this kid, we hate this kid, we don't like it, we don't like my buddy's stepbrother, and we tell him to go, there's a hole drilled through the wall into my buddy's best friend or my buddy's brother's room, okay? And he drills the hole through the wall, like it's already been there, and we say look through the hole, and then my buddy's brother blows weed smoke right in this kid's eye, okay? Trips him out, we're all laughing at him, and then all of a sudden we hear like a chainsaw rev. He comes in the room because he doesn't like this kid, Aiden. We all called him AIDS, okay? That lived with my buddies, that lived with my buddy and his brother and shit as a stepbrother.
Yeah.
That his dad was dating this fucking woman's, like, and that's his, her kid.
Yeah.
And he comes in the room with a chainsaw. He's got no blade on it, but he keeps revving. He's wearing a Jason mask and he's fucking going at Aiden with the fucking like chainsaw and shit. And this kid's almost pissing his pants. We're all killing ourselves laughing and shit.
Oh, so you were just fucking with this one kid?
No, we didn't even know this was gonna happen. Legitimately, and her, the brother just broke down the room because it was Aiden's birthday and he wanted to fuck with him. This, my, one of my best friends growing up, his older brother was fucked. He threw an axe at us one time. Like, we came downstairs and he's like, watch out! And threw a fucking legit axe fucking towards our heads. Yeah. I grew up fucked.
So, apparently.
To mention that, that's why I said that the Ouija board of him, that's why I wanted to mention that, because that shit is plaguing. But also other experiences I had is, like, me and my friends got obsessed and we started playing and we called upon Emily Rose, which there's a movie called Exorcism Emily Rose when we were growing up. We thought we were calling upon her. I ended up looking it up, like, months after, and it was based on someone that had her name. So she, we confronted the spirit on the Ouija board and we said, like, you know, who are you? And she's like, no, I'm actually Emily Rose from Burlington, Ontario.
Oh. Like, and a I whole died. Other person?
Yeah, and I died, but I was like... The thing is, I'm going to say this about Ouija boards. Does not matter who you're fucking talking to. It could be someone completely different than you think it is.
Yeah, they can,
they can lie. I even looked up, when I was looking up all this information about Ouija boards and stuff, even that they even say, like, don't play it by yourself. Don't do that. All these things I've done. I don't have not a chant, but I can't... Oh, I should... I'll tell you this. So, the chant I was told, okay? You want to hear it? That kid that taught me how to make a Ouija board. You want to hear what it is? Air, fire, water, earth, elements of the astral birth. I call upon any spirit you want. Okay. Oh, okay. Let me go over this and let me say a name so I can literally remember what it is. It's interesting. Okay. So let me say what's someone, this might be creepy.
A dead person?
Yeah. Any dead person.
Jeffrey Dahmer.
Oh God.
I knew there was a book over there.
Air, fire, water, earth, elements of the astral birth. I call upon Jeffrey Dahmer. Those who come to me in peace by the power of 3 times 3. Only those good may enter. Only those good may leave. I haven't said that shit in years. And this dude taught me to say this prayer when I was fucking 13, and that's how you call upon spirits. So you circle around the Ouija board, and I didn't even tell you what I was supposed to describe with the Ouija board.
Yeah, I know you're supposed to circle
and you're
around
supposed to, I've never done that. I literally, I mostly, when I started doing it by myself, place my fingers upon it, and I ask who's there. Because I was so connected to this shit, doing it all the time. I'm going to explain this on the podcast. I've told us. I have 3 Ouija boards. We started making them by ourselves. And then my grandma had one on my mom's side. And she gave me one. And it was an old Ouija board they even used to call my mom's old boyfriend, Terry, that hung himself in a garage. And they called upon him with this Ouija board and a shot glass. And the shot glass shot across the room and broke when they mentioned his parents. Because he got committed suicide, they think, because his parents and stuff. It's very interesting. So I got this Ouija board. I used to play it a lot with friends when we started using in grade 7 and 8. After my grade, we thought it was a fun, like, fucked up game. We're talking, and we were all interested in this weird shit. And then I got another Ouija board from my girlfriend's mom, actually. And then, I'm not going to lie, I have another Ouija board, and I don't even remember what I got from. I don't think I ordered it off anything. Okay. I got it from somebody.
Yeah.
Somebody wanted to get rid of a Ouija board, and I took it because I'm not a... I think it's all about your surroundings.
You like it. You kind
of
like that
shit. I do like it. I'm not afraid of this shit. I've tested Ouija boards. It said never to threaten a Ouija board on this site I was reading, and I was like, I told it the fuck off. I told it to go fuck itself. I told you. The Ouija board told me one time I was playing by myself after my aunt tried to scare me and tell me he was telling me something.
Yeah.
And I said, I'm your mother from a different life. Your mother upstairs is evil. Yeah, and it told me my mom was evil and she was actually a bad reptilian. It was trying to play with my brain. The thing was moving extremely fast.
I see.
And I said, go fuck yourself. I don't believe you. This is not correct.
Yeah.
And all this shit. I'm going to pour you another little drink and finish this off. Finish out the whiskey.
Oh.
Yeah, so like... like, I've had a lot of fucked up experiences. I was even saying just before this that I will mention, like, because of, like, growing up fast, being an outrageous kid, my mom will vouch. I had to go to a therapist and, like, the St. Leonard stuff. And
yeah.
I worked with a therapist that was legit, like, I'm like 12, 13 years old, and then when I got arrested later on, I'm being totally honest on this because I don't really, like, my past is my past, so it's what's molds you, essentially.
Yeah, exactly.
That, like, I had a fucking therapist that fucking told me, and I talked about how I was in this spirituality and, like, weird stuff, play Ouija boards because I was a young kid and stuff, and he said in Toronto, this is, like, I was talking to him in Brant for where we live now, is in Toronto, he was in an apartment with his girlfriend, and they had a Ouija board, and it was thick.
Okay.
And it would move by itself.
What do you mean?
Sorry, I had to get that out. They wouldn't even fucking, like, they wouldn't even touch it.
Yeah.
And the planchette, which would, the planchette, is the, fuck, I didn't even mention this. Planchette is what you put your hands on, is the heart-shaped thing, and the planchette would move by itself. You wouldn't have to put your hands on it. And so they fucked around the Ouija board in Toronto in an apartment, and they were fucking around with it. And this is a therapist telling me this shit. This is a therapist that, get this, when I was getting arrested when I was like 15, 16, a Moral Technique of one of my favorite rappers ever, released an album called The Third World. This dude fucking bought the album on iTunes and listened to it and talked to me about the album and understood. And he understood my brain, how I worked and how smart I was at that age and why I was listening to that music.
That is fucking crazy.
And now he's dead, man. He was deaf, but he had a thing, and he was a therapist that was deaf and you couldn't even tell, but he died of cancer.
Oh, he had like an hearing aid kind of thing.
But he would talk almost like this, but I would be able to understand him well enough where it was.
Yeah,
like,
you're young too, yeah, right? Yeah,
and that, like, it was just because his voice was slightly off. It wasn't as like, so bad. No. I'm sorry, deaf people.
I know two deaf people at my mom's trailer, and they don't talk like
and
that.
I knew one twins does. Growing up that had a deaf father, and I used to watch them yell and argue with him, and it was fucked. but he ended up dying, and my mom was really, like, cool with him and shit, and, like, he was the fucking, and he told me about this and how he started playing this Ouija board, and the cupboards would slap open and fucking shut, open and shut, and when they would get home, and they would see it in their own eyes, see all these cupboards open, but where...
This is still your therapist?
I said he's dead.
But you're still talking about him?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, I don't give a fuck. But he's also somewhere, but way better than we are.
Yeah,
but
like, no, I just...
He told me about all these things happening, and like this, like that tripped me out. Yeah, I was like, a Ouija board that he's like, he's like, yes, and I'm trying to legitimately, fucking like holy. Things open and closed by themselves.
That's not something you'd expect a therapist to say. It's not something they should really be able to say or allowed to say.
They should be able to say that. They should be able to communicate you closer to who you are.
They should. Sorry,
I had probation officers that would call me an asshole and shit. So.
This is seen as crazy. We are considered insane people.
Yeah. I have a rhyme that says I should be locked in a padded room. So fuck it. But like, I've had a lot of experiences. Like, we used to call, which I even mentioned, we used to call upon people like Harold Houdini.
Yeah.
And like celebrities that we knew about. As much as I think Tupac faked his death, like, I do believe that. Yeah. Is that we called upon Tupac. We were young kids that listened to hip hop and metal.
Yeah,
we called
exactly.
Sid Vicious and dead fucking like Jim Morris and Morrison and shit. But we called Harold Dini, and he told us a joke. And I'll never forget this joke. But it was weird because it's a stupid joke. But there was also one about 5 + 5 is tennis. It was like a sports joke. But this is on the Ouija board. None of us have ever heard this joke before. And it was like, how did the punk cross the road? Because we were all punk. And it said he was stapled to the chicken. Because punks have staples and pins and zippers all through their pants.
Oh,
and I used to wear plaid pants with zippers. I was totally punk. I wore AFI shirts and like rancid shirts. I was totally punk. And none of us have ever heard that
stapled
joke before.
To the chicken.
Would make sense. Or you could even say zipper to the chicken. Like,
yeah,
like,
whatever. Chain to the chicken.
No one would have ever thought about that joke. It's so stupid and punny that it's not. It doesn't make sense. And we all had five hands on the board doing this shit. It says you're supposed to do with more people. Because the more people, the spirits can pass through, okay?
Yeah.
So the more energy they have. If we are these spiritual energy creatures, it's our energy that is they're flowing through. So if it's me, you, Billy, Greg, or something that's had in the podcast,
yeah,
we go through and all of us connect. With me playing it by myself, so they can attach to me. Exactly, I played a Ouija board with my stepbrother, and we played in the graveyard and shit, and even said, and it said that I should, what?
If you're playing by yourself,
yeah,
you're going to sit there and fuck with your own head?
Essentially, that's what happened. I used to do it when I was wasted, too. I was drunk, and I used to feel my fucking hands pull the thing. And
but like, what I mean is, are you going to sit there and literally fuck with your own head? No. You're being fucked with.
Yeah. I literally, it told me about not playing by myself, so eventually I did, and it didn't scare me. I've never been scared of this other realm, and I felt something pull my hands. It wasn't my own voluntary hands doing it. I'm saying this out of total experience. I played Ouija board for at least fucking like I don't know, 11 years, and I stopped within the past like 3 or 4 or 5 because my girlfriend doesn't want me playing in this house.
Just you both believe it.
Yeah, because my girlfriend believes in a lot of psychic shit. She's very spiritual and inclined to this stuff. And that she doesn't want me to touch the Ouija boards. Even when I was showing them that one night, she was like, did you have the Ouija boards out? And I was like, no, no. She's like, you sure you didn't play them? I was like, no, I didn't touch them. I told Justin we can't touch them.
Do you want me to bring one home and do it by myself and fucking do all the horrible things that you're not supposed to and prove it's not real?
No, you can fuck with your stepmom, though.
She will kill me.
So you wanted, like, I could tell you so many things about Ouija boards. Like, literally, like, I've had so many experiences with Ouija boards. One last thing, even, like, before we get these true story accounts of what people have witnessed with Ouija boards, which are some are ridiculous, not as good as mine. But we, like, I had a buddy, I grew up with natives and stuff. One of my buddies, obviously, at the time, like, Holden had the darkest skin. My buddy Holden, he was native. So we asked them, like, can you scratch Holden's arm? He had a fucking long sleeve sweater on, and we were playing it, and we're like, and he said yes, and then kind of like talking and shit and like joking about it, and then it kept spelling out shit because it was going through all these kids' energies. I'm saying this out of like too that I've said this before, it could be reptilian. It doesn't mean it's something that's dead. It means something that can communicate from a different reality. Think about that. It could be something communicating from a different reality. I've had a Ouija board tell me it's a reptilian. And then it couldn't tell me when I was 12, 13 playing this, but it told me when I was 17 playing it when I was drunk. And it, like, I felt it move my hands and it said I'm a reptilian, but it could have been my own consciousness. But I'm saying that it definitely, if there is, it is possible it could be something outside of your realm, something from all these different dimensions coming
even
in.
Even if it's your own consciousness, like doing it by itself, it kind of connects to me.
I've asked to talk to my higher self, but it's come out with its. I asked to talk to my one aunt and she just bitched at me. I'm not lying. She told me, like, you should start treating your mom better. You're an asshole. And this is when I was fucking 16, 17, and it was my aunt Helen that died from cancer when I was 8. She even when she lost her leg to cancer, she dressed up as a pirate for Halloween and put a fucking plunger on her leg to be a peg leg. Yeah, she was legit funny. Like, she was actually technically my great
through
aunt.
A Ouija board, she was funny.
She was bitching at me.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, she literally bitched at me and told me I didn't treat my mom that great.
Yeah.
When I was a kid. But it was when I was a kid.
Yeah, exactly.
But like that, we asked the Ouija board to do this, and we pulled up Holden's sleeve to scratch his arm, and there was legitimately like fucking scratch marks on his arm.
What the
like white inherent, like, you know when you dig a nail into it and you can see it? We could see it. He had darker flesh than all of us white boys and shit, and he fucking
doesn't stand out as much on us.
And it fucking, we could see it clearly as day. And
what the fuck?
Isn't that fucked? So let's get in the end of this shit. Let's talk about true stories that I looked upon up on the internet. Oh Lord, I was about 12 when a friend and I was playing, and we were playing Ass Xander. That's what they were using with the Ouija board, is Ass Xander, a board game with electronic wizard board that talks. When the batteries died, I tried to find replacements, but no luck. So amazingly, a friend said, "Hey, that Ouija board could be fun. Let's play it. Maybe we'll become possessed by a demonic entity for all time." Making a joke, this sounds so stupid. Or something along those lines. We were all going and asking questions, pushing the little eye around and having a grand old time until it said, "If there's something there, prove it." The motherfucking batteries were not there. You win. Oh my god, I don't even know why I wrote this one down. So it talked by itself, even though it was supposed to be the stupid game. Oh my god, I'm deleting this. A fucking piece of shit. There's another story. We were goofing around our neighbor's house, playing the Ouija board, and we asked the demon to talk to us. Shut up, I know. This is not me writing this. I took this from people that were already writing.
Literally snippets from the internet.
5 minutes later into our conversation, quotes, because we're talking to a Ouija board, the girl next to me started to vomit and fell over on the stool, bashed her head and off the counter. Jesus Christ. We called her mom and she took her to the doctors. She came back to school the next day with a huge knot and a bruise around her neck. Ooh. And said the doctor she didn't know what caused it, but she was fine. Although she said it still felt a little funny. It was most likely unrelatable. I haven't touched a Ouija board since, nor have I hung out with that girl. Oh my god, I don't remember fucking stories. I didn't do this, but you know, we did this Ouija board and she had a fucking bruise around her neck. Jesus fuck. Okay. I remember some of these actually. The night we played, something came through. It was calling me horrible names. I thought it was a friend doing it, so I made my little brother try it with me. It was most definitely not him. My brother was 7 and didn't know the swear words at the time, or know how to spell them. I asked to do something to prove it was real, and nothing happened. Fast forward, the next morning, we all were sitting there at the family room watching television, and our fireplace, which we were not using, literally exploded into flames. We were all freaked out and swore we never would use the Ouija board again, but it didn't matter. The door was open and they had many other experiences.
Whoa. Alright then.
Your fireplace exploded after you used the Ouija board.
I don't know what the fuck I would do after that
one. Holy fuck! I'd be scared shitless.
I'd be fucking out of there.
My friend had mentioned that once she... My friend had mentioned that she had one. She asked, a Ouija board. She asked to pull the board out so she could check it out. At first, I said, no, I didn't want to do it. Like, who cares? I don't want to participate. You know, they set up the board and they asked, is anyone there? Nothing. Being dumb, teenager, I said, if anything's here and you're not talking, you're a coward. The board was being put away. Fast forward again. About a week later, and I was sleeping upstairs on my couch, I woke up on this stereotypical stormy night. Boom, lightning, fucking all that shit. Wind, rain, the works. I would look around and see why I woke up, and I couldn't see a thing. I just decided to try kind of fall back to sleep. After laying there about 30 seconds, I hear downstairs, "Get the boy!" in a very raspy voice.
Whoa.
I open my eyes and listen. Nothing. So I start to go back to sleep. I hear again louder. Get the boy! It was much louder this time. Then downstairs door slammed shut. I freaked the fuck out because nobody slept down there. And we had no giraffes. Nothing really happened after that. I learned my lesson.
What the fuck?
Are these stories stupid? These are kids trying to fucking... Yeah. This is on like a Reddit site or some shit.
Yeah.
I was about 12 or 13, spending the night at a friend's house, goofing around with the Ouija board. Him and his sister and we, that's a terrible, terrible structure of sentencing, were getting all sorts of gibberish, plus words that spelled out, just scaring ourselves. For fun, not taking it very seriously. Then we got a message. I can see her through the window. Then... I can see your eyes. Or something along that lines. There was a small window in the basement room where we were, and just so we got enough nerves to go in the backyard, past the driveway, and we looked under it, and we asked more questions, and it said, I'm under the car. So we looked under the car, our nerves, we flashed the flashlight under the car, and there was a huge black stray cat which was hissing.
But they carried the Ouija board all the way outside?
No, I fucked that up. They did that beforehand.
Oh, okay.
Weird, eh? People and their stupid Ouija board stories. Mine were always legit, and they fucking were never like, oh my god, something crazy happened.
You know what, guys? Don't believe the internet, though.
Yeah.
Go and do it yourself so that we can hear all your great stories about getting fucked up by demons. If you want to ever put on
Strange Brew Canada Instagram, come on, follow that shit. Fucking, and, honestly... Ouija board, paper, piece of paper, and a shot glass. So simple. Simple, simple, simple.
Yeah. You could. I did since I was a kid. The paper. Can't you do it on the floor?
Can I say, yeah, can do it. We taped it on my cousin's attic floor. That's how we did it. Yeah,
you can do it anywhere.
I'm saying legitimately that I've never had anything crazy happen. I've had the Ouija board tell me that I've had 9 spirits follow me, since I started using it, some good, some bad, but I've never had crazy bad luck. My whole bad luck's been based on my own thought process and what I put out in the universe.
Yeah, so your own idea of
things. The thing is, though, don't call upon shit you should not call upon. My stepbrother, I taught him how to use a Ouija board, and I was about, I don't know, 25, 24 at the time, and he was like 17, 18. I taught him how to make a Ouija board. Him and his friends played it. They called upon a demon. The demon said it was Zozo. It was really fucked. He told that Zozo was a legit demon. He also said that a demon with a B name, and I was like, B? I was like, was it Baphomet? He's like, yeah, that's it. And I was like, Baphomet's a legit fucking deity that is based on the goat god of Satan, that's a legit underworld ruler. And I was like, I think it might have been a reptilian. Who fucking knows? If you haven't listened to our other podcasts, get into them, because it's where we talk about the shit. But that it scared the fuck out of me, and he said legitimately him and his brother and two or three of his brothers were sitting in the room. They fucking had a light in the basement, literally lights turned off, and a shadow literally like fucking turned off every light as they came towards the room, and then their light turned off. Yeah. And after, he started calling upon demons, and demons were talking about the different levels of hell. And that there's different numbers towards the different levels of hell. And I was like, I literally, when he was telling me this, I was like, you went too far, man. I was like, I called upon things that I wanted to learn myself about. Ouija boards can be used as things to teach yourself or contact spirits. Yeah. But the thing is, you have to question. And I always learn to question. I told you, fuck you, no, I don't believe what you're saying. Tell me the truth. And a lot of times it would end up telling me something completely different, which might have been the truth. Like, yeah, they would literally switch their answers because it was a spirit probably maybe connecting to me through this board or whatever, or the spiritual energy, and thinking that I wasn't smart enough to be like, I'm calling out your bullshit. You're anything. Yeah, I can't exactly see you. You're another dimension. I'm saying, fuck you. Tell me the legit answer. Isn't that fucked?
What the fuck?
And it tells you not to fuck with it, but the thing is, if you have a strong enough will.
That's not about fucking with it. That's it fucking with you and you saying back, fuck you. I know it's you're fucking.
And
with
if
me.
You would, if you practice modern day occultism or like spirituality or like fucking shamanism, they tell you to like tell the spirits to fuck off in a sense.
Yeah.
Like I'm more powerful than you are. And when I started looking about this alien shit, is why I told the Ouija board to fuck off. I'm more powerful than you will ever be, kind of shit.
Yeah. Mm. That's fucking cool.
That was the strange brew. That was fun. But
you were saying that to them?
Yeah. Tell them to fuck smart. Off. Yeah. Smart. Oh, yeah. That was interesting. I like that. I was good. Definitely down for a smoke. I talked a lot on this episode. Fuck, because I have a lot of experience in Ouija boards. I will touch upon it in further episodes. You know, but like, I always say again, get ready. This has fucking been killer. We're doing this shit. I thank guys for listening, honestly.
Very much, guys.
It's been fucking fun. And like, listen through all the way. Like, listen to all the episodes. They're all different. And like, they're all really good info.
It's a lot of different fucking fun ass shit.
Yeah,
dude.
Because we're just joking. It's fun.
It's stuff you need to know.
Yeah, and essentially just to question everything, right?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
All right. Let's go and I have some helium balloons behind me for my birthday. Let's go inhale some. This is the Strange Brew Podcast. We appreciate your listening.
Adios, amigos.
Oh my god, you got way
better. Oh, this is fantastic.
That was hilarious. Let's keep doing this. Oh. This is the Strange Brew Podcast. We enjoy your subscription. We are inhaling a helium balloon. This is hilarious.
Why are we doing this?
What was the reasoning behind the assumption we should...
Oh, Ouija boards are really extreme. You should play with Ouija boards by yourself. Donald Trump is a big clown. He's a donkey's ass. This is extremely...
Don't play with the fucking Ouija boards. Don't listen to this, guys. It sounds fun.
Stop insane. Okay, this is the Strange Brew Podcast. We appreciate your listening views. Goodbye. Wait, that's
now Obi.
Okay, we're set.